Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Drover's Wife, The Legend of Molly Johnson, written by Leah Purcell and read by Leah Purcell. I love the snow gum. It's stout, drunk, strong. Beautiful coloured patterns appear when wet, a gift from God. The sturdy tree's limbs outstretched, waiting to take the weight of winter. The weight of you. Oh, to see these trees after an autumn shower. It's this rare beauty that reminds me why I stay. Late one evening, Daniel Johnson sits alone on the veranda of a newly renovated homestead, reading from a tatty notebook, his lantern light low. The notebook is 16 years old now, a collection of sketches, poems, and memories. He knew he had to put it all down somehow. From the moment that spurred the four of them, Danny, Joe Jr., Henry James, and Little Delphi, to run into the mountains to be with them, and everything he learnt in those short 4 years. Their knowledge ancient beyond comprehension, and there was only so much they could share. Time and society were against them. Now a man of 32 years, Danny flicks through the notebook, and the images he sketched look as though they are animated. He stops on a page that features a full moon, the many rings he's drawn representing the moon's larger-than-normal halo of light, a powerful glow and energy bringing unrest to the land. Danny's thoughts race back to the moment that was the inspiration for his poem. It was suggested by her, Louisa. Write a poem, perhaps. A way to ease the pain, the hurt and the loss. You don't have to show it to anyone or share it. It's just for you, Danny. He was taught to write poetry by Mrs. Louisa Clintoff, a newspaper proprietor, a friend, a long time ago now. This poem grew from a time he remembers well, too well. The harrowing moments he has kept to himself, never shared before, not even with his siblings. It's his job to protect them. Even now they're all grown. Contained between the pages of the old notebook is the story of a great woman, strong, steadfast, reliable, and loving. His ma, Molly Johnson, Nee Stewart, daughter of Jock Stewart, Scotsman and jack of all trades. It's the story of a mother's love fierce and true, and of a black man who was noble, wise and gentle, a warrior of ancient proportions, but unfortunately not Danny's father. Memories of cautious meetings, bonding and the sharing of stories. Lessons were learnt and a mutual understanding and genuine respect developed from the man to the boy and from the boy to the man, Yarika and Daniel Johnson. There were exchanges around the fire pit, but Yarika's stay was short. The full moon was to guide him away, north, back home to his mother's country. But that first winter's full moon night became momentous in more ways than one.